now, some advice on friendship. We all value our friends, but sometimes it can be difficult to make new ones, and some of us may be losing our touch or ability to connect and make and retain friends. What's the role of social media in our world of friendships? The answer to this and other questions has become the work of Keisha Mabry. She's a St. Louisan, currently director of innovation at College Bound here. She calls herself the Connection Curator, and she is the author of Hey Friend, 100 Ways to Connect with 100 People in 100 Days. Keisha Mabry joins us in studio. So nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Hey, friends.
Hey, everybody out there is your friend, Keisha, right?
Of course, of course.
You're working on it. Almost all of them are your friends now.
Right. Yeah. So people are my friends until proven not my friends.
What is the difference between a friend and an acquaintance?
So I really don't think there's a difference. So if you look up the definition of friend, it's someone that you trust, someone that you can tell your stories to, someone that you can share different experiences with. And I think that's an acquaintance as well.
Your mission is 100 friends in 100 days.
Exactly.
How did this all come about?
So it's interesting. It came about 10 years ago. So after I graduated from college, I was doing what most people try to do. I was trying to find myself. And I decided that I was going to meet 100 people in 100 days. So I reached out to my local Chamber of Commerce, told them what I was trying to do. This was when I was in Kentucky at the time. And so they invited me to a conference, and I ran around that conference for like 3 days, just meeting as many people as I could meet. And then when I moved to St. Louis, I repeated the same thing. And so it's just been a constant pattern in my life every time I go through a transition.
So you're not limited to 100 friends. You're going to continue beyond 100.
Exactly.
And you've long since been there. How do you make friends?
So it depends. It really does. So it's simple, though. It starts with a hello. So I just say hello to people, and I think we've kind of gotten away from that. I was the person that wasn't on social media. So I just got on Facebook about a year ago, which is insane, right? Especially with my generation. I was always interested in just meeting people over coffee or talking to people in person, and it really does start with a hello. So everyone I pass every single day, I say hello to them.
You mentioned Facebook, and Facebook, of course, is the friendship network, if you will, in today's digital world. But these aren't really friends. These are, you know, people just kind of gather names in many cases.
For some people, they're really picky about who they friend on Facebook. But other people, they do. They just accept whoever. For me, Facebook is a way to start a conversation. But really, I use social media like Facebook and all other networks to start that conversation. And then if I'm in the same city as the person, have an in-person conversation. And if not, I pick up the phone and we figure out a time to talk on the phone.
What is the value of friendship?
I think the value is the more people that you can meet, the better life can be, because we're limited by our friendships, right? All of our fears, our dreams, our hopes, all of that is limited by the people that you meet or the people that you don't know. And so the more people you know, the more exposure you get, and then the more things that your eyes are opened up to.
Is there a difference in friendship making between adults and young people?
I think so. I think when we get a certain age, we just stop making friends. And it's for different reasons, right? Either fear takes over and we're just scared to talk to people, or we're just really busy and stuck in our own ways, or we just feel like we have enough friends. And I'm not sure if you know about Drake, who's a rapper, but he has a song, No New Friends, right? And so sometimes as adults, we get stuck in that mindset. But kids will talk to anyone. Like when I was a kid, I said hello to everybody. It was my mother that stopped me and said, don't talk to strangers. But me, myself, I wanted to talk to everyone. And so I think for me, this book was about me tapping back into that inner child of myself that would talk to everybody, in which everyone was my friend inside the sandbox or outside the sandbox, and then teaching other people how to tap into that too.
This may go back to the friend versus acquaintance kind of thing, but you know, we value close friendships. I mean, it's just a question of numbers. And in your case, as I say, making as many friends as you possibly can. But there's a difference between those people and close friends.
Exactly. But what is a close friend, right? So like when we think about an acquaintance versus a friend, we all have friends that we do different things with, right? We have some friends that, like, we go out and hang with. We have some friends that we talk business with. We have other friends that we travel with. Like, we all have different friends that fit in different parts of our lives. And so for me, it's not really a numbers game. It's A, teaching people just to say hello and make the connection. But really, the book is about once you curate that friendship or that connection, how do you cultivate it? So I talk about ways to not only like meet people, but to keep that relationship going as well.
Is there any manipulation here?
Not for me. So I think networking is all about manipulation. It's transactional. It's trying to figure out like what you can get from the person. And in this book, I really try to teach people not to network, like not to be that network jerk. You know, the person, like you're at an event and they're trying to push all of their business cards on you, right? And they're just trying to see what they can get out of you. In this book, I'm really teaching people to curate connections and to really figure out like, what stories can you share with each other and like what similarities do you have? Because we're all more connected than we think.
You know, one of the downsides to this potentially is people coming on to people maybe a little too strongly. They think you want to be friends with them. What is going on here? You know, I'm sure that becomes part of it, at least in the minds of some people.
I don't know. For me, it starts with a hello, and a hello doesn't come off as too strong. Mm. Like when you think about in a given day, we pass about 60 to 170 people a day. And that, again, that depends on your city. That depends what you do with your life. But really, with your regular routine, you pass about 60 to 170. But we don't even say hello to people. And so it really just starts there, a simple hello. And that does not come across as strong. It just comes across as acknowledging people for human beings and for being in your space. And taking a second to do that versus going about your busy day.
So what comes after the hello?
So it depends, right? So like for me, I'm like a ninja. So I observe people really quickly. And I try to see like if there's like a cool shirt that they have or like a cool piece of jewelry. Like you have on a watch, you have some really cool rings on right now. And then I'll just start a conversation about that. Or it depends if we're somewhere. So for instance, on an airplane, I'm just like, hey, like, where are you going? I'm the person that talks to people on the airplane. So if you sit next to me and you think you're going to get a nap, think again, because I'm going to probably talk your head off a little bit. So I do that. I really just observe, and then I think about, like, my surroundings and start the conversation from there.
Okay, I want to continue this in terms of, and then what?
And then what? It depends. Yeah. Sometimes you just enjoy the moment, right? So you have a conversation, you say hello, you acknowledge the person, and you enjoy the moment for what it is. And then sometimes there's real synergy there, and then I exchange information with the person and follow up later.
All right. You do a lot of different things with regard to this. Yeah. I mean, you actually chart these friendships and these situations in which you meet people and befriend them.
I really do. So if you think about my approach as like a sales approach, so I have a sales background, and in sales, we always had to chart our potential clients through a sales cycle, and we use different software, whether it was Excel or some customer relationship management system. And so I've taken those skills to like really cultivate my relationship. So when I meet people, I chart it, and then I determine if I'm going to follow up within a week, if I'm going to keep the conversation or connection going by following up every quarter. And then every single month, I identify different days where I text, call, and email and reach out to people just to keep the conversation going.
When you talk about following up, what are you really saying? Just calling them, how you doing, kind
exactly.
of thing?
So I think when we think about networking and relationships, especially business relationships, we oftentimes think about them in terms of like what can we get from the other person versus just keeping the connection going. So on a quarterly basis, if that person's on my quarter list, then I will just reach out on a quarterly basis and say, hey, how are you doing? Just following in, just checking in to say hello. Or if I come across an article or something that makes me think of them, then I'll shoot the article their way, or I'll reach out and then schedule a time to like connect over coffee or over lunch.
You're busy doing that. What about the other side? How often do they reach back to you?
It's organic. So you'll find like when you reach out to people, then they reach back. And so when you think about relationships, like it really does take work. And so we oftentimes don't think about our friendships like we think about like a significant other relationship, right? So your relationship with your significant other, like you have to be proactive about keeping that relationship going, right? You have date nights. You have times when you are communicating. You go to lunch. You make time for that person. And so I like to take some of my relationship advice that I have for people and the things I do with my fiance and then transition that over to my friendships because it really does take work.
You know, I remember hearing an interview with Maya Angelou a while back, and it was with Diane Rehm, and Maya was asked about meeting people and befriending people. And she said, I do the same thing with every person I meet. I put a big smile on my face, and I say, good morning or good afternoon. And she said, you'd be amazed at how quickly people respond in kind, but the smile comes on their face. Is this the kind of thing that you're finding happens?
Oh, of course, of course. So I work with a lot of people in terms of coaching clients and typically introverts, right? And they're always asking, like, how do I meet people? And I always say it's an ABC. So A, it's like always be connecting. All connections start with just a hello. Be nice and smile, and then compliment when in doubt. And so that smile piece is huge. Again, we pass 60 to 170 people a day, and we don't even speak to them. We're too busy, like, going from point A to point B, or we're on our phones, on Facebook, like, making connections in cyberspace and not making connections with the people sitting or standing right next to us on planes, trains, and lines, and even while we dine. And so just that smile and acknowledging people in your space goes such a long way.
A lot of people are shy, perhaps more shy than you. What's your advice to them?
So the same thing. So again, just a smile and a hello. So even with being shy, like, you can still smile. And you'll be surprised the type of energy that radiates from you. And energy attracts energy. So when people just have a smile, if they can't attract people or if they're too shy to, like, reach out to people, then people will reach back.
You know, we had people contact us with regard to their feelings about this sort of thing. I have a couple of clips I'd like to play for you. One is with David Wise, who called us, and the quality of this phone call is not terrific, but I'd like to get your reaction to it.
My wife Kelly and I have met new people recently by going to meetups, specifically board game meetups. Last fall, we met a new couple, friends of ours, Lucas and Linda now, through a board game meetup at Four Hands Brewery. One way that we found meeting new people in St. Louis for us that's worked is going to the website meetup.com. I recently met some new dads through the St. Louis Dads meetup on meetup.com and looking for meetups for different activities on Facebook.
Meetup.com. Does that make sense to you? Is that a good way to go about it?
It is. And meetup.com is actually number 58 in my book, 100 Ways. Mm-hmm. And so meetup.com actually creates a level of a commonality and a comfort. So anytime you have something in common with somebody, that makes you more comfortable. And that's another way, if you're shy to meet people, is to find spaces where you already have something in common, because that starts the connection right there. And so when I first moved to St. Louis, I went to many meetups, and it was a way to meet a lot of new people.
You know, they say St. Louis is not necessarily welcoming to people who come from someplace else, which you did. Do you find it that way?
Oh, it's so true. St. Louis is very similar to the city I grew up in, right? So I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. And Louisville, Kentucky is like a high school city. So you have your clique based on, like, who you went to high school with. And so when I first moved here, we don't ask that question in Louisville. It's kind of assumed. But when I moved here and everyone was asking me that question, what I realized is after interacting with people maybe three times, then they started to feel comfortable with me and let me into their circle. So for me, it was a matter of just getting exposed and putting myself out there. So within my first 100 days here, I went to about 2 to 3 events a week just to meet people. And then I also did, like David said, I did some meetups. I joined different groups, and I had commonalities in order to, like, connect with people.
But you had to take the initiative.
Exactly.
That's St. Louis for you.
It did, yeah.
Speaking of groups, we have another clip here we'll play now. And this is exactly what this caller, who is anonymous for some reason, and exactly what they did.
Well, there's this little event called the Ghost Ride. It's on the full moon. A bunch of people with bikes meet at the middle of Tower Grove Park. And it's a great way to meet new people and explore the city at the same time. They go at a really easy pace, and anyone can really join. And I've met a lot of different kinds of people, not really just super crazy cyclists, but people who are just going out for a good time.
All right. So that's precisely what you're talking about. Find people of like interests and join up.
Right. And even if you don't want to take the initiative, even if you're scared or shy to meet people, you have to put yourselves in paths for people to meet you. So connecting is two-part. One part is taking the initiative and saying hello and meeting people. And the other part is just getting exposure. So if you're shy, then just put yourself in those paths and people will meet you.
How has it changed you? Give me an example or two, if you would, of friendships that you have made that have made a difference somehow.
Yeah, so just this work with, like, this book. So about 6 months ago, I said I was going to write a book. And I just started, like, putting myself in situations where I was meeting other authors that had written books. And it was really a great example of how just putting myself in different paths to meet people helped me turn one of my dreams into a reality. And so that was one example. Another example was I was in Texas for a conference, and I was so hungry. And I was just sitting outside of the conference on my phone, of course. I'm looking for people to hang out with, to eat. And so a lady just came and sat next to me, and she was like, hi. And I said hi back. And then I was like, hey, I'm hungry. Are you? She was like, of course. I was sitting here about to get on my phone to find something to eat too. And so we both just left the bench and went to a restaurant up the street. And we still talk today, and she lives in Denver. So it's just a great example of how you can meet people anywhere and then have those conversations.
Sounds like a Keisha Mabry counterpart out there.
Of course.
She was waiting for you just as you were waiting for her.
Right.
Now I'm going to get personal here, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want. You mentioned a fiancé a moment ago.
Yes.
Right? How did this relationship begin with the way that you're describing?
Just kind of going up? Good question. So my fiancé, we knew each other through Teach for America. So yeah. I moved to St. Louis 7 years ago because of Teach for America. Taught 8th grade science for 2 years. And we knew each other through that because he did Teach for America also. But we never really talked. We just saw each other at Teach for America events. Well, fast forward about 2.5 years ago, we ran into each other in Trader Joe's, and he said hi to me. So it kind of did start. It started with a hello, like in the produce section. And so from there, we continued the conversation, and 2 years later, yeah.
You know, that's not the first relationship that has started in a supermarket environment.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I can remember being told the best place to meet girls is in the
supermarket. Of course, on Sunday, Trader Joe's. There's a lot of people there. So if you're single, just hit up Trader Joe's on a Sunday.
You have 100 suggestions in your book. What are some of the best and some of the easiest, do you think, or the most popular ways?
Again, I think it's a matter of, like, putting yourself in situations where you can be exposed, because, like you said, everyone doesn't have, like, my personality, right? Some people aren't just going to walk up and say hello to people. And so if that's the case, then just put yourself in situations where people can meet you. And so one of my favorite examples goes back to, like, my younger days, and I call it parking lot pimping. And so parking lot pimping is all about, like, we all have events that we attend, whether you initiate your attendance or you're kind of forced to attend them because it's work-related, or St. Louis is such a philanthropic city, so I feel like there's always some type of nonprofit something. And so we go to these events, and just by, like, waiting on your car or just, like, after the event, just by sitting and being in the space, you can meet so many people. And so I have a way in the book about, like, how I do that and what suggestions about how other people can do that too.
You've got a lot of suggestions. We only have a minute left. Has it ever backfired?
Of course. Like, I've had plenty examples where I've said hello to people and no one has said hello back, but you just keep saying it. That's just like with anything in life, right? You're not always going to get a yes, but for every no, there's 3 yeses. And so I just encourage people to continue to keep saying hello, to continue to acknowledge people for who they are, and acknowledge the people that are around you, because again, there's 60 to 170 people you pass a day.
How many friends do you think you have?
That's a good question. I'm struggling now because for the wedding, I can only invite 150 friends. So, yeah, it's been a huge struggle.
Well, when is the wedding?
It's May of next year.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you've got time to plan and figure that one out. Keisha Mabry, thank you so much. The book is Hey Friend, 100 Ways to Connect with 100 People in 100 Days. You're in St. Louis and now, and congratulations on the wedding. Congratulations on being a St. Louis, and that's great.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the book.
Thanks.
Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.